Today we're talking about 5 reasons why a true INFJ is so extremely powerful. It's not only that other people underestimate the INFJ. Most INFJs underestimate themselves. It seems like we're doing everything in our power and we still are barely surviving. But the truth is, we have put ourselves in this situation. We are really good at surviving. We're putting out so much, giving out so much to others, and we still have some energy left to keep our head above water. But guess what? We can change that entire situation. We are really that powerful. And once we understand that, we can really turn it around from surviving to thriving. It's not just about putting everything out and really going on an empty tank and just leaving the bare minimum left to us. I promise you, once you understand how powerful you are as an INFJ, you will feel like you have no other choice but to switch gears, to start with yourself, nourish and replenish yourself as much as you possibly can, because then you really get on a completely new level. You start thriving in a way you've never done before, and more than that, you'll actually be able to help others more than you've ever had before when you were in survival mode. So today we're talking about the 5 reasons why a true INFJ is so extremely powerful and what you can do once you become completely aware of it. Before we get started, I want to remind you to check out the free poster on the INFJ Epic Life Formula. And if you want to take it to the next level and you say, now is my time, I'm tapping into my INFJ Epic Life starting now, then get the INFJ Epic Life audio guide. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. Reason number 1. INFJs are great visionaries. So this isn't just about, oh, I can imagine how a future will look like. It's not even only about, oh, I have those ideas. Oh, I know how things are going to develop. It's all of that. We as INFJs know where our North Star is going to. It's about understanding that our visions, our ideas, the things that seem so real to us, although they haven't happened to us, are one of our biggest superpowers. Because it's that quality of ours that will keep us on the road to success. And when I'm talking about success, I'm talking about your personal understanding of that. So if your North Star, if your vision is showing you that you're going to live on a remote island and you're going to enjoy all of nature and all of that excitement, then going towards a top tier, you know, corporate career is going to feel like failure to you, because it is. It's not what's in your heart. And it's exactly that knowledge that tells us and shows us where we should go. It might not be obvious to us from the get-go, but the more we tap into it, the more we really work with ourselves, the more we become aware that it's exactly this vision that's going to keep us on the right track. Because the one thing that we do have, on top of the fact that, you know, we have those ideas and we know where to go and we have all of that pattern recognition going on in our subconscious, you know, on a daily basis, we also feel it so truly. We feel how it's going to be. That's actually one of the reasons why we don't take steps. It's because we already know how amazing it could be. And that feeling already gets us excited. Now combine all of those great vision of yours with the action behind it and making it real in the real world, and you will live in a completely different atmosphere. Like, it will feel like day and night. That's actually what the INFJ Epic Life is all about. Utilizing your amazing ideas and vision and understanding of how it could be and making it reality. Reason number 2 why INFJs are so powerful is because they understand other people's weaknesses so well. You don't have to be the strongest person. You don't have to be the person who works the most. You don't have to be the smartest one. It's that understanding of others that helps INFJ achieve so much without it even seeming like that to the outside. We understand what hurts others. We understand their insecurities. And this is not only something that we can use in order to help them, but when it comes down to it, it's also the thing that we can use to protect ourselves. Because if it really comes down to, and this is something no INFJ ever wants, but if somebody keeps pushing you, if somebody keeps shoving you, if somebody really doesn't give you another choice but to fight back and to protect yourself, you know what to say, you know what to do, you know how to just present yourself in a way that makes another person back off. Because you know what their biggest weakness is. You know how you could just be the chameleon version of yourself that makes them insecure and uncomfortable. It's not something we like to do, but it's exactly that quality that is one of the reasons why we're so powerful. It's not the person who acts in a mean way or who hurts others who is so powerful, but it's the person who could do all of those things, but chooses not to. And that's one of the reasons why we as INFJs are so extremely powerful. Reason number three why the INFJ is so extremely powerful is because we are master at survival. We have made it our thing. We have made it, you know, part of our identity to be the martyr, the person who can really live on the bare minimum. And this is not to say that it's all about, you know, sleeping in the cold or surviving with little food. It's really more about how we can go through life and express as little about us as necessary. It's about, you know, being around people and making space for them, really hollowing ourselves out so they can shine. Is this something that makes us powerful? Yes. Is this an incredible skill? Yes. Is this something that we should continue doing? No. We have proven to ourselves that we are masters at survival when it comes to, you know, appreciating things in the here and now. We're really great at delaying gratification, but we've proven enough to ourselves that we can be martyrs, that we can give away to others. We really have to get to a place where we understand we're working on an empty tank, and there's just so much we can do at this level. How I explained in the beginning of the video, in our introduction, if you are ready to switch gears and really go from surviving to thriving, everything will change. And in the beginning, you will feel like, but I'm not as good at thriving as I am at surviving. You don't have to be. You don't have to minimize everything. You don't have to be as great at thriving as you've been at surviving. And still, if you choose thriving, you will get so much further than you would ever be able to while you're doing the bare minimum. Because there's always an endpoint to this. When it comes to thriving, there is no limit to how much abundance you can experience and how much abundance you can create for others. But it all starts with choosing you. The fact that you know you're so great at surviving shows you how powerful you really are. It's just on us to use that power in a different way. So use that power to say, I'm going to choose me first. I'm going to make sure that I am taking care of myself first. I'm going to put the oxygen mask on me first, because then I'm able to help the world, the people around me, everybody that I come in contact with from a completely different standpoint. It will really be that you're not going down to the trenches with others and are suffering with them and are making it somehow bearable to be in, you know, this low place. You're actually becoming a rock that people can climb up on. You are rising to your potential. You're really tapping into everything that you can be. And through that, you're inspiring others to do the same. Choose you. You already know how powerful you are at survival. Now use that power to push yourself forward as much as you possibly can, because guess what? You deserve it. Reason number four why a true INFJ is so extremely powerful is because we as INFJs are extremely adaptable. It's the fact that you can put us in any situation and we will understand what is going on around us in a very quick amount of time. We will understand the dynamics between people. We will understand the circumstances. We will understand how this new world works. Because the way our mind operates, it's all based on pattern recognition. It's all based on understanding a system. So when we learn how to multiply, for example, we're not really remembering, oh, 2 times 3 is 6. No, we understand how multiplication works. That's the way our mind works when it comes to everything. So every single time we are putting ourselves or being put in a situation that seems like a black box where nothing makes sense, we are really the ones who are able to pick up what makes sense. What pattern can I recognize even in this distorted, you know, new situation that I've never been in? And it's exactly that adaptability that allows us to thrive so much. It's just that we have to use it to our advantage. We just have to understand that one of our biggest advantages, one of our biggest personal strengths comes out when we are in unknown situations, when we are in situations that are new and not completely established, not completely understood or really defined. It's those situations that really allow us to bring out so much of our own understanding, of our own systems and of our own, you know, logic into the mix. So really look at your life and see, how can I use this to my advantage? This is an incredible power. It's something that gives us such an advantage in life. So we don't have to walk the path like everybody else does. We can choose the path less traveled, and through that, find extreme joy and excitement and just success on our own terms. Reason number five why INFJs are so extremely powerful is because we can easily let go of old understandings, of old connections to people, of the person we used to be the moment we decide to. Yes, we can stay obsessed with people for a long period of time, but it's because we want to stay connected to them. It's because we want to stay connected to some kind of memories. But the moment we for ourselves have really understood, this is not a part of me that I want to continue holding on to, we can let go of it just like that. And it's one of those things that most people have extreme difficulty with. They might hold on to resentment for decades. They might hold on to what could have been forever. But INFJs really have the capacity to look at something and say, that's in the past. It's looking at somebody who experienced this in a movie. I'm a completely different person now. I see the world differently. I have redefined myself again, because we are chameleons, not just towards other people. We can be chameleons even within ourselves. There is a core of who we are, and that actually becomes more and more stable the more often we transform ourselves, because we learn what are parts of us that we don't want to give up for anybody anymore. We learn more about ourselves, but through that process, we also recognize how easily we can let go of things that just don't serve us. And it's that skill that is one of the reasons why we're so extremely powerful. Because if you're able to let go of the past, you're also able to really transform yourself in a way that will get you to the next level. Remember, if you want some more guidelines how to get that transformation happening for you as an INFJ, then check out the free poster on the INFJ Epic Life Formula. And if you want to take it to the next step and start taking action today, then get the INFJ Epic Life Audio Guide. Everything you need to know, you can find in the links in the description. And if you want to watch another video now that is in line with today's topic, then check out the video you see on the screen right now. I see you in the next one. Bye, guys.